from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson, and this is the California Report. San Diego football could be charging into L.A. Multiple outlets are reporting that after 56 seasons, the San Diego Chargers are set to relocate to Los Angeles. The move was first reported by ESPN, and a formal announcement from Chargers CEO Dean Spanos may come as early as today. This past election, San Diego voters rejected a hotel tax that would have helped build a new stadium for the team downtown. If the Chargers do head up to L.A., they'll need to find a temporary home before joining the Rams at a new stadium in Inglewood in 2019. Let's go now to Capitol Hill, where retired Marine General James Mattis is appearing in front of senators as we speak for his confirmation hearing as Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense. Mattis is seen as a legend among Marines, especially those at Camp Pendleton near San Diego, who he commanded in Iraq and Afghanistan. They say the man called Mad Dog could help ground the incoming Trump administration. KPBS's Steve Walsh has the story.
The 66-year-old Mattis never married or had children, so perhaps the people who know him best are the Marines who served with him over his 44-year military career. Chris Weimer of San Diego was a young Lance Corporal in 2004 when Mattis led the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah during one of the deadliest battles of the Iraq War.
He has a unique ability to not only empathize but connect with all the Marines and all of all ranks under all levels of his charge.
His troops in Iraq began calling him Mad Dog. Mattis cemented his blunt reputation at a 2005 conference in San Diego. The general briefly got into trouble with the Pentagon.
It's a lot of fun to fight him, It's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people, I'll be right up with you. I like brawling.
Some of Mad Dog's initial critics have softened since his appointment was announced in December. They see him as a potential counterweight to the things Trump has said during the campaign, like this.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Now a civilian working in L.A., Clark Lethine served as chief of staff to General Mattis in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I don't think he believes in that, in torture. It doesn't seem to have benefited us all that much.
Lethine remembers Mattis as a scholarly commander, one who lent his sons books from a 7,000-volume personal library.
They'd come in sometimes and say, "Dad, look at this," and here would be Jim's notes on the side.
Mattis has made his disclosures to the Office of Government Ethics. He's made millions since his retirement, mostly from paid speeches and consultant fees. He's also resigned his seat on the board of directors of General Dynamics. Before a confirmation vote can be taken, both the Senate and the House must waive the requirement that the incoming Secretary of Defense be out of the military for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. For the California Report, I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.
Well, more heavy rain is predicted today in Southern California. With years of drought to overcome, this should be good news, right? Well, tell that to those navigating flooded freeways, residents worried about more mudslides, and the region's homeless. Winter shelters for homeless people in Los Angeles County have made a couple of thousands of extra beds available. But around 32,000 people countywide seek shelter on these stormy nights. We sent reporter Molly Peterson to find out how one person copes.
The rain is only part of it. Winds have shoved temperatures below freezing in some places. After half a year camping by the concrete-lined Los Angeles River, Wendy, we've decided to refer to her by her first name, has learned a lesson in fighting the cold.
We have these little miniature buckets, and we put candles in them. Enough candles in the buckets, and it heats the tent, as long as you keep the door shut. You have to have the rain fly over the tent and then the tarp. If you don't have the tarp, all the hot air just goes out.
Her fort of tent and tarp was one of about 100 in northeast L.A. on a stretch where dirt and sand piles up on the river's flat bottom. Starting last June, Wendy called one silty island here home.
There was so much bamboo, you couldn't see through. There was so much bamboo and the palm trees. Beautiful, beautiful, like a bird sanctuary.
Her fiancé, known as Country, introduced her to quiet and security among neighbors with names like Big Jeff, Mexican Ed, and Animal. It was easy to forget the river is also an active flood control channel, until it roared. She shows me where it happened.
We're looking at trees on a sandbar in the middle of the LA River, and you were up in a high tree.
Yeah, about 20 feet up in the tree.
It was high.
Cops, firemen, and rangers came around to the island to warn Wendy and Country that stormwater draining from the San Fernando Valley can raise the river fast by as much as 10 feet.
But it didn't. Two or three times, the water level never got that high. So we didn't think anything of it.
And so they went to sleep one rainy night in November. Wendy woke to a rising flood and another lesson of surviving outside.
I'm like, honey, you need to wake up. And by that time, the water's to the edge of the tent. Next thing I know, I can feel it under the tent. And he said, put your shoes on, get your coat, let's go.
Unzipping the tent, water over her knees, then her hips, sped up to 35 miles an hour.
It looked like the Colorado River. And I said, I can't do it. He said, yeah, you can. I said, baby, I can't. And he said, we got to get in the tree. We had just enough charge on his cell phone that was in a Ziploc baggie. I had smarts enough to put it in the baggie. And he called 911.
The Los Angeles Fire Department's swift water rescuers pulled people from the rushing river 17 times last year. All of them homeless, most of them right at this spot, including Wendy and Country. Since then, they've moved up higher to a noisy spot between the 5 freeway and a riverside bike path. She says they made a mistake, just like anyone can.
Just because we're homeless, we don't have clean clothes on, our hands are dirty, doesn't mean we're bad people. Doesn't mean we're bad people. We're just people. We need some place to live.
Wendy says every day offers new lessons about how to get by. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering online financial tools to manage and track accounts from investments to retirement planning. Personal Capital, serving over 1 million people at personalcapital.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
That's the California Report for Thursday, January 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson.